Friends, in the previous shiur, we saw Akasha that according to Rava, you can have one aid being made on one of the chasimas in a get, and he could be mitzdarev, two other people are made on the other chasim in a get, and we said it's a chatzidavah. So how's that possible? So said that it's mukhruch, that bekiyum shtaris, there's no din of chatzi dover, and now we'd like to understand that better. Again, this is based on the Torah of Moreno Rosh HaYeshiva, Reb Chaim Stuchiner Zetzal, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz. In Bava Kamach of Dalet Amad Aleph, in the din of Ein HaShor Nase Muad, Ad She'idu Bo Bifnei HaBailim Bifnei Bezin, the Shor doesn't become a Muad until he is testified about in front of the Bailim, in front of Bezin, we see that if two people testified about the first goring, two people about the second, and two people about the third, so you have three adios, even though it's a chatzi dover. And the Achronim write that l'shitas ha-rif, it's not a chatzi dover, because the edus of each group is effective. According to the rif, it's not a problem of chatzi dover if the edus is effective for something. So here the edus is effective, l'inyan tashlum e-chatzi nezek, because you have to pay chatzi nezek if you're an ogeach once, so therefore the edus is an effective edus, and mele they can be mitzdarif ayin ben esivis simen mem tesiv kon chafalif ber yitzchak and Ebenezer simen tesos chafalif afar shiyam bava kamasham mos yudalet. However, Tosfos in chafdalet amid beis dibur maschu b'makirin there in bava kama discuss a case where their ha'adah, where their testimony is not where the testimony of these edim to make the shor muad is not effective to be mechayev chatzi nezek. For example, it was a nikiach of a shor shel hefker, they don't know who the shor menugach is. Various scenarios. So Tosis discusses: does he become a muad? Because maybe the making him a muad is only effective if he's going to be a ben chiyuv. If he's going to be chayev for being a muad, and if it's a shor shel hefker, etc., he's not going to be chayev for being a muad. But it's mashma that on the tzad, as far as the edus is concerned, it's beseder gomor, even though it's hadah b'shalosh kitos. So we see, not like the achron wanted to say, oh, so their edus is effective even independently. Each of the three groups, their edus has independent effectivity. But we see here like this, we see here not like that. Because we see that even when their edus is not effective, l'inyan chatzi nezek, it's still going to be an effective edus. Right on the tzad, that the edus, Tosis is wondering if you could become a muad. If if he was nogeach ashor shel hefker and other scenarios where we're not going to be mechayev of him in the meantime for being a muad. So is he still going to be a muad? But they don't have a problem with the edus that it's a chatzi davar, even though each independent testimony is not machayev anything. So you see that even in an instance where their edus is not effective, we don't have a problem with chatzi. Even when their edus is not effective to machayev chatzi nezek, their edus is still a valid edus. So the Ber Yitzchak writes there in Oschav Beis, in Ebenezer Simon Tess, that it's Tosis L'shitasim and Bava Kam Ayin Amid Beis, that they learn not like the Rif. Tosis learns that the problem of Chatzi Dover doesn't apply when they saw all that they could see. So the Rif says that it's not that the way you avoid a Chatzi Dover is if the Edus is effective for something, and then they could be Mitzdari for the other half. But according to Tosfos, as long as they saw all they can see, it's not a problem of chatzi dover, and that's what's happening here. Because each kas saw one goring, and that's all that they could see, and memel it's not a chatzi dover. Ayin sham in the Ber Yitzchak. So that's all his words, but we can add that gam l'das harif, it's not going to be a problem of chatzi dover, because we can say that the din of chatzi dover that's learned from Alpishnai made him yakum dover, dover lo chatzi dover. It wasn't said about the etzem edus that it doesn't have Torah edus, doesn't have Torah kabbalah edus, but rather the ikar is in the gemara din of the Beis Din, that the Beis Din can't be making davar, Beis Din can't make a gemara din al pishnayim edim, unless there's a hakamas davar shalem and not a chatzi davar. It's the problem with the Gemara Din. It's not a problem with the etzim eidus, but it's a problem with the Gemara Din. So we're not mitzareif, they're eidus, we don't join together their eidus to be mekim davar, al pishtei kitos eidum. And mele, we can say that the din of chatzi davar is only shaykh when you need a Gemara Din. But in an instance where the whole din is just the Kabbalah's Eidos, and you don't need a Taurus Gemara Din, the whole din of Davar Chatzi Davar doesn't apply. Because there is Kabbalah's Eidos even by Chatzi Davar. In other words, the problem of Kabbalah's Eidos, the problem of Chatzi Davar, is only for the Gemara Din, but not for the Etzim Kabbalah's Eidos. So now we can say that in the din of Shura Muad, the whole din Eidos of Hadav, making a Muad, is only the Etzim Kabbalah's Eidos, because we require that the Eidim should be made in front of the Bezin, that the Shura was no Gech Gemel Pa'amim, but Huad Bebalav, as it says in the Pasuk. But there's no Gemara Din of the Bezin, that the Gomer, the Din, that he's a Muad, and he's a Din Shura Muad. But rather, if there's a Kabbalah's Eidos Bebezin, that he was no Gech Shalosh Pa'amim, that's the Din of Shura Muad, Ha'amr Betara. And he's a Muad automatically. In other words, Bezin is Makabal, the Eidos, that he was no Gech. And then the Torah says, ah, if you are Makabal, Eidos, that he was no Gech, Mamela, now he's Din of Shura Muad. But it's not Pshat that that Beis Din is Koveya, that he is a Shura Muad. No, the Torah is Koveya that he's Shura Muad. Beis Din just Makabal Eidos three times that he gored. So the Chura, there's a Kasha in the Sisod from the Gemara there in Bava Kamma that it says that Eidei Ha'ada, they were Edim, that the Shor is a Shor Muad, and then they became Edim Zomimin, they have to pay Chatzi Nezek for the fourth Negicha. Now this din, that they become Edim Zomimin, we have a rule that Ein Edim Nasim Zomimin Achi Yigamar Adin. We have a din that the Edim don't become Edim Zomimin until there's a Gemar Din. So you see that in order to be a Shor Muad, you need a Gemar Din. And that's why you have this case of Eidei Hazah, who are becoming Eidim Zomimin. Because it must be they had a Gemara Din that they're Eidei Hazah. But it would appear that it's not true. That this Din that we require a Gemara Din is only when we require a Gemara Din. In other words, when do you need a Gemara Din for them to be Zomimin? When a Gemara Din is necessary. But when no Gemara Din is necessary, you don't need a Gemara Din in order for them to be Zomimin. And therefore that will explain the Gemara. They become Zomimin without a Gemara Din. And Araya is from the Ktzos, Siman Lamed Ches, that if people were made, that somebody's Yayin is Yayin Nesach, and they became Eidim Zomimin, they have to pay. So then Asiva says, what do you mean, why do they have to pay? For the damages. Ha'ein Eidu Zu Tzricha Beis Din. And there's no Din Hazama. So how can you say that they're chayiv, that they're become Eidim Zomimin, if they were made that somebody's yayin was misnasech, became yayin nesech, this Eidus doesn't require a Beis Din. And since Eidus, that someone's yayin doesn't require yayin nesech, you can't call them Eidim Zomimin. So in the Meshovev Nesivus there he writes that even though you don't need a Beis Din, nevertheless, if they were made in the Beis Din, it has Tyrus Aedus that it was Miskabel of the Beis Din. Like we find that if they were made in the Beis Din, even if they don't have to be made in the Beis Din, you can't be Choser, they can't retract like we see in the Tshuvas Haran. So you see that it has a Tyras Eidus if it's given in the Beis Din. Now, in this case of Nesias Yech Yencha, that somebody was made, that his wine became Yai Nesach, is there going to be a Gemar Din? Pasha that not. It's just a Haras Chacham Bisser Veheter. It's just a Psak and Isser Veheter. And therefore the Kasha is, how can they be Mischaiv Medin Hazama? There's no Gemar Din here. There's no Gemar Din of Nesias Yech Yencha, so how could they be Chayv Al Tzazama? So in the Menchas Chinuch already asked this kasha in Mitzvah Lamed Zayin and Os Dalet. So it's lechora muchach from this that in an instance that we don't require a gemar din, they become zomimin just by kabbalas edus. Here they're just kabbalas edus, and in mele they become zomimin. And we could also say about the hadas shor muad, even though there's no Torah's gemar din, nevertheless there's a din hazama because the gemar din is not required. So if that's true, then we understand very well that it's not shaykh in the edus of hadas shor hamuad the chisaron of davar lo chatzi davar, because we don't require a gemar din. And if there's no gemar din, then there's no problem of chatzi davar. There's only a problem of chatzi davar if there's a gemar din. But if there's no gemar din, there's no problem of chatzi davar. So therefore, when we talk about three groups being made about a shor hamuad, since there's no gemar din, we don't have a problem with the chatzi davar aspect, that each group is only being made on one negicha. It doesn't bother us because no gemar din is required in order to create a shor hamuad. It's the Torah making the shor hamuad. Oh, so if that's true, then we can go a step further and we can say that in the din of kiyum shtaritz, it's the same thing. The din of kiyum shtaritz is just that the edus should be miskabel bebeis din, the kiyum should be miskabel bebeis din. You don't need a Torah's gemar din on the hechsher of a shtar. If there's edus bebeis din on the hechsher of a shtar, that's the kiyum, that's all. And the henpek is b'taris raya, that beis din give a document saying that the shtar is mekuyam. That's b'taris raya ubera a kiyum, and beis din give this to the... Somebody wants a shtar raya on the kiyum, they give him this henpek. But it's not that there's a gemar din here. Kach mufurish b'tshuvas harashba miyuchasis laharamban b'simet zari aleph shekriyas edus dekiyum shtaris tzrich liyos bebezin mamet shlosh hashem bezdin abal bezdin ein tzarech lachtom ze b'fnei ze b'filu l'makom echad ein tzarech shemash neskayim hashtar b'fnei bezdin shal gimel day b'kach shemei oysa shah nigmar inyin umei oysa shah v'elech ein tzarech el levar adabar shahaya ken kolomar la'ameis sheneskayim b'fnei bezdin umash shein tzarech klal gemar din el aday b'kviyas edus b'fnei shloshtam. So that's the mashmaus of the tshuva of the Rashba. That's miyuchas to the Ramban, that all you need in order to be mekayim shtar is kabbalas edus. And as long as there's kabbalas edus, as long as you have a beis din of shalosh, that's mekayim the shtar, that's enough. But there's no Torah's gemar din. And the Beis Din doesn't have to sign Zeh b'fnei Zeh, but there's no Torah's gemar din here. So now we understand and he writes "Umei osa shav elechein tzarech elevara davar shahaya kein." All you have to do is verify that it happened in the Beis Din. But it's not that you have a special rule that the Beis Din has to be Gomer the Din and they have to make an official Gemar Din. No. You just know that in the Beis Din they affirm the Shtar without a Taras Gemar Din. All you need is Kabbalah Seidus B'fnei Shloshtam, the three people in the Beis Din, and they're Mekayim the Shtar, and that's enough. But you don't need that there's a Taras Gemar Din. Therefore, you don't need a Moshe of Beis Din, and you don't need them to sign it in front of each other. Even though in Tosfos, Ksubas Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, Dibur Maschil Tshrei, it's Mavur, that the Chasima requires a Moshe of Beis Din, but at least not like that from the Rashba. So now we understand that there's no Chisaron of Chatzi Davar by Kiyum Shtaris. Because by Kiyum Shtaris, that was what the Kasha was, right? That was the Kasha in the previous shir. That for Kiyum Shtaris, one aid says that he's made on one chasima, and the other two eidim are made on the other chasima. We said it's beseder according to Rava, who requires this for kiyum shtaris. But what about the chatzi dover? And the answer is that chatzi dover is only a chisaron when you need a taras gemar din. But for kiyum shtaris, you don't need a taras gemar din. And therefore, for the kabbalas eidus of chatzi dover is not a problem. And for the kasha, and very, very interesting sugya, and obviously the whole sugya of Chatzi Dover is fascinating, so we bless ourselves that we should return to it. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.